This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, it's your man Fife Thorpe, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the Mice Diggy Sarah Love show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip-hop music, you done know. Big up.
Big up.
Ooh,
I know.
That is so appropriate right now. How you doing, Sarah Love?
I'm doing great. We're reunited.
Yeah, boy. How long has it been?
It's been like years.
35, 45 years or something.
God, one day we are going to be saying that.
We are back, mother lovers. That's right. Sarah Love Show with Mice Diggy right here on FUBAR Radio. You are locked in. Do remember to hit us up at FUBAR Radio on Twitter. What else, Sarah? What else we got?
Yes, FUBARradio.com is the place for me. But first of all, let's say a big thank you to Ray Peacock for a fantastic last 2 hours. He's been taking care of you right here at FUBARradio.com. Hit it up to listen back to that show. And as always, this week, the most dangerous duo in hip-hop broadcasting.
Uncensored, undeniable, but most importantly, unfuckwittable.
Yes, we are back in effect.
That's right.
With a very special guest joining us live in the studio. I mean, I love this dude. I've not seen him for years either, so
jeez.
I'm just like super excited. He's got an ill fresh album too. He goes by the name of Cy Philly. He's going to be joining us later in the studio, so make sure you keep it locked right here. I've really been missing Maestro Investigates, Mice.
Serious? Yeah, I've got some investigations coming up,
it's
man.
It's not the same without you.
I've been going on these little trips here and there, catching a cold, you know, struggling with my luggage, all types of shit. So I've got some investigations.
Road drama.
That are really, really important to life in general. I feel like these investigations can lead to, you know, me writing a book on life hacks.
Yeah.
How to get away with things. Deal with, you know, I've been dealing with hangovers. Like, we're finding out some really important shit in life. So,
yeah.
Keep locked in, mother lovers. What else we got, Sarah?
And, you know, we like to get some live rapping rolling. So, you know, you might need to just keep it locked right here to FUBAR Radio. Get in touch with us. That's hiphop at FUBARradio.com as well. And you can reach both of us on Twitter to search it up. But first, I'm going to hit you with something completely fresh from the Homeboy Sandman album, which the other day I was talking to Homeboy Sandman. He told me you're on his album, Mice. You didn't even tell me about this.
You know, I like, you're famous. Well, I like to do famous shit as well. You know what I mean? Every now and again. I've got to try and keep my famous bars up there, as they call it. So, yeah, you can catch me on the new Homeboy Sandman LP.
Representing for the UK.
Kindness for Weakness is called, right?
Yeah.
And it does come out on Stone's Throw, but we ain't going to go into all of that shit right now. Let's play the tune first of all.
Okay, don't worry. I'll grill you about it after. So keep it locked right here with Sarah Love, Mice Diggy, taking care of you until 6.
It's just hilarious, man.
It is hilarity, so Maestro.
Yeah, the way he's just... See, Adam was saying that my voice is too loud, so now Sarah's trying to crank it up all of a sudden.
Yeah, sorry.
You sound like this.
Your mic sounds nice.
It's just
nice.
Hilarious, man. It's a hilarious tune. Like, you know, the fact that he's managed to... Because obviously he's got the beat with that sound going on in the chorus, and then he's worked out, okay, how can I use this? What can I do with this? And to come up with that, man, that's some genius shit, man. Big up to Homeboy Sam, man.
Yes, no, I think he's pretty out there for some people, I hear, apparently.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's what
that well.
I like about him is that he talks about just normal, everyday type things that you can actually connect with.
And the thing is, it's progressive as well. It's like out there for people who are just used to certain things. If you're just used to rappers saying how bad they are, if you're just used to rappers talking about how much money they spend, if you're just used to rap, you know what I mean, battling, then fair enough. Like, he might be talking, you're like, what is he on about? Or also his flow, he doesn't really stick to just one thing. But, you know, I appreciate what he does, man. And it seems like there's a whole bunch of people out there that do as well.
Yeah.
Stones Throw It is like a very credited label, you know what I mean? I, for one, I'm definitely proud to be on that mother lover.
Yeah,
right there.
I am too. When did you record this then? How you've held this down, man?
Yeah, well, you know, you do. Sarah, I do a lot of featuring, but I just don't talk about it because what happens is you record some, you record something like, you know, 2 weeks ago, thinking it's going to come out in a couple months because that's what's been told.
3 years later.
Yeah, and then it's like 3 years later. So now I don't really talk about it. I'll just do it. And whenever they're ready, then I'll start talking about it. I'll make a post about it and whatnot.
So hold on. So does this mean you aren't actually officially retired then?
You know what? I only tell people.
You just change your mind. Depends
I just say that to people.
Yeah.
I just say that to people who don't know what I'm up to. I say, yeah, I'm retired. And then with a, shit, he told me he was retired, man. Like, yeah, you should have known.
I was sad when I heard when you said that. I was like, no.
I will always keep saying it just for the sake of
just keep people on their toes.
Making you sound like this.
Exactly. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
That's right. My Diggy, mother lovers. You better remember that.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you very much.
And, you know, every week we like to bring you that hip hop goodness right here on FUBAR, 4 mm-hmm. till 6 Monday afternoons. And, you know, I just think there's so much madness going on in the world. It's easy for us all to get caught up in the negativity.
So easy.
You know, and I just think it's really important that each of us, like, take time out where we just like appreciate all the good things that are going on in the world. And some people really, they just deserve like serious shout outs. And this week we have an extremely important
big up.
Yeah. Going out to, you know, there's not many, like we say in the past, there's many people, the term legend
yes,
gets
exactly.
bounded around a lot,
way
doesn't it?
Way too, it's like, I think we've lost the people need to go back to get their dictionaries out. Everyone's too used to Googling and not having to know the meaning of certain words, but get a dictionary out and look at what legend really means. And this person deserves that title. There's not many people out there that do that have got that title.
Yes, obviously in this, well, maybe not obvious to some of you, but, you know, in this last month, we lost a true hip-hop soldier, certified legend as far as I'm concerned, Fife Dogg of A Tribe Called Quest, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, sadly passed away. And I think, yeah, due to complications with diabetes and related illness and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, it was just incredible to me to see, like, the outpouring that you saw on online and everything. And it was a beautiful thing too, because it's easy to think that certain people get forgotten.
I love and hate that situation because of that, because it feels like no one was saying anything, do you know what I mean, until...
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, exactly,
because this is all about
big up.
And it is positivity and everything. Yeah. And that's what I don't like, because you get accused of like, oh, you're just a hater.
Nah, but
it
you just
ain't like
it,
that, because
saying,
at the end
hate.
Of the day, there's people that I know in this industry from over 10 years where I've seen what they do in their thing. And then suddenly online you see them. Yes, it's like the biggest, most influential thing that shaped my childhood. Tribe Called Quest. And it's so important. He's one of the best people. And it's like, but I've never seen any of that reflected in any of your career choices
that you do
as like a DJ or whatever. And you know, everyone has to tread their own path and stuff. But to me, I just think it's a real shame if like our legends, people who have carved out the shape of what popular music is today, get that acknowledgement when, you know, they're around
to
see
it.
Not just get into trend on Twitter like after the event, because that's like the thing that you should be tweeting about kind of thing. And then suddenly it got put into perspective for you. Oh, damn. Yeah, now we're dealing with Miley Cyrus. But yeah, gosh, let's actually stop and think about what Tribe Called Quest did for popular music.
You know what I mean?
Shaped everything after it. The other day I watched the went to a screening for the Beats, Rhymes and Life documentary. Did you see that one?
Yeah,
the Tribe one.
Yeah, I saw the Tribe one. The one that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
Michael
Rappaport. Yeah, but
that was a hard watch, man.
Yeah, I know.
That
and that
watch.
Was the thing. As a Tribe fan, it was emotional, man. And then even just seeing it, obviously, like the week after Five passing, it was you know, it was emotional.
Yeah, it must have been even more so, because for
me, I
watched it maybe a year or year and a half ago, and it was a good watch, like most of them are, because you're getting to find out about this crew or this rapper or artist that you've been into for years, and you know, you're finding out a bit more about them. But as it was going on, you started to, it was like, okay, I don't know if I like Q-Tip anymore. I don't know if I, you know,
is
why is Five so
real?
Yeah, it was all, it was a bit too real. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I understand why. I think some of them had qualms with it coming out, right? Like they agreed to cameras following them and documenting everything that was going on. But then I think once they'd seen the finished product, they might have been like, okay, this isn't shining me in a good light. I don't know who, because it was a tug of war kind of between, obviously
either
you could
way,
see that Five and Tip weren't really...
on the same page.
Yeah,
kind
and
of
in
thing.
Ali Shaheed
there
was
some
was just,
difficulties.
Yeah,
there. Yeah,
it was hardcore.
But
man.
I mean, still, I'm happy that the film was made. You know,
especially
at the time when it came out, and in retrospect too. But there was one ill quote from Pharrell in it, and he was just like, you know, Tribe changed the whole game. There would be no Pharrell, no Kanye, none of these cats if it wasn't for Tribe Called Quest.
For sure.
You know, and
for
so it's like there really are a cornerstone, like in hip hop, that whole Native Tongues movement and. And everything. And, you know, Tribe was an important, Fife was an important part of that. Last year, last November, we had an interview with Tribe, with Fife right here on the show with myself and Mice. And, I got to chat with him about, he did sort of talk a little bit about that process of making the Beats, Rhymes and Life documentary. You can listen back to that full interview at foodbarradio.com/hiphop. All of mine and Mice's shows are up there. But I thought, you know, it was just appropriate that we played, like, you a little snippet of Fife speaking himself to us last November, and then we got some more Fife flavors for you straight after that. This is where I was sat with Fife. This is just before they were going on he was going on stage at the Jazz Cafe. That was his last ever performance in London on his final tour of the UK, which is just even a trip to think about that. Right,
solo tour
now,
right?
Yeah, it was just him and Rasta Root were in the country together doing these shows. But you know, I'm just so pleased that I made it out to speak to the man and also to catch the show. So here it is. You're locked into FUBAR Radio, sending our big up to Fife Dog of A Tribe Called Quest. How are you finding juggling health issues with being a solo performer, keeping the show on the road? That must be challenging.
It's very challenging. It's very difficult. But that guy over there beats me in my head. So, you know, it's just a matter of making it happen. But you leave it up to me, I'd be like, But once we're here, it's a whole new ballgame. It's like the light switches on, like, bang, let's get it on. Let's get the job done. You know what I mean? But, you know, while I'm at home and he's asking me, yo, we got a possible show here, there, wherever, I'm like, get over here, let's get it done.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that Rasta Root is kicking you up your ass, because we need to hear more of you. Like, not long ago, I was interviewing Pharoah Monch, and I was talking with him about some of his favourite MCs and verses. And I was quite surprised, actually, because I often feel you on the Low End Theory album is way undersung. You don't get enough props for how much you killed it as an MC there. Right. And I was really happily surprised when Pharoah Monch said to me, your verses on Butter are some of the best verses ever in hip hop.
Yeah, we from the same neighborhood, actually. Queens, South Jamaica, you know what I mean? So that feels good hearing that from him. And I used to play ball with his partner from Organized Confusion. So that's family right there. But that's love right there, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
And that's why we need more of your lyrics out in the atmosphere to perpetuate the goodness. Because for me, I think one of the greatest MCs of all time, for me, is Slick Rick. You co-sign that?
Yeah. Him and K.R.S. one of my two favorite MCs.
Illness. And on Butter, it's very reminiscent of Slick Rick, like what you bring on that tune. Yeah, I'd say so.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's like you put the listener right there. You create so many voices. It's the storytelling. It's fun. Like, it's got all of those elements that we love in a Slick Rick track, you know. And there's not many MCs who have ever kind of get close to being mentioned next to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been told I've been crazy underrated and stuff like that. And, you know, when you're in a group with almost genius or beyond genius, it's like it's going to happen like that. You know what I mean? But I'm surprised that people like Butter like that.
You're surprised? The beat is bananas, and then...
That's one of their favorite verses from me and stuff like that. Because I have no idea what people really think unless they tell you, you know what I'm saying? But that's all good. It feels real good to know your fellow MCs and stuff like that feel like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I have to tell you, too, that my niece, she's a Tribe Called Quest fan. She's 11 years old now. But I remember when she was 9, Benita Applebaum came on. She was like, I do like this song, but Tip just sounds so much better with Fife than on his own.
How old is she?
That was when she was 9 years old.
Wow, that's crazy.
But I was like, that's insight. And I would say that's a really valid statement, you know, of the Tribe story.
For someone that young to say that, that's crazy.
Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. It's like, you know, it's like the yin and the yang. You know what I mean? Like nice and smooth. You know what I mean? MC Search, Pete Nice. You know what I mean? They just bounce off each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's what everybody looks forward to after a while.
If you weren't an MC, if you hadn't worked in music, what career path would you like to have pursued?
Sports broadcasting, sports journalism, which I'm actually chasing right now. Yo, it's your man Fife Thug, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the My Sticky Sarah Love Show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip-hop music, you done know. Big up.
What a G. Definitely listen back to the full interview at foodbarradio.com. Man. That was when we spoke to Fife last November on his final UK tour. Rest in peace. And you were saying today...
Rest in power. Yeah, today they're having a memorial in Queens. So A Tribe Called Quest, who he's formerly of, right? He wasn't...
That's what he was saying to me when he was...
Yeah, the way
talking
it's,
to me, he
said
Fife of a formerly of A Tribe Called Quest. Yeah, so I think it was pretty official after the Rock the Bells that yeah.
Oh, well, that situation.
Gonna, yeah.
And A Tribe Called Quest, obviously they've got a website and they made an announcement on their website that a public memorial would be held today, which is April 4th, in St. Albans Park in Queens, beginning at 10:30 AM. So I'm sure that time might have passed now. But it's gonna be free to the public. I'm sure people can still go down there now if you're tuned in out there. It says, to all our loving fans, please meet us at St. Albans Park in Queens, NY on April 4th at 10:30. The first 200 fans to arrive will receive something very special. I wonder what that is.
I know.
I look forward to finding out what that's about.
You know,
maybe he might have been in the... Yeah, he might have just jerked us as well and be like, yeah, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, knowing
jumping
they've got
up.
An album coming out. Bam, bam, bam.
They're going to be promoting me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it better be Tribe something. It better not be like Q-Tip's new because that
oh,
would be
no,
like...
he will take a slating for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I mean, we're not
that.
Suggesting that that is what's happening, but
we're just
if
speaking
someone
out loud.
Was out... Yeah, we're just thinking out loud as we would chat normally. It's Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy right here taking care of you until 4 p.m.
Uh-huh. I always think that's not Jeremy Paxman doing the...
Really, you get
Paxton.
Confused. No, because that's Paxman. Also the same guy who like calls our name when we press the button.
Yeah, but he sounds like
that
the guy who's not Jeremy Paxton. But it's weird.
Paxman.
Paxman.
Jeremy Paxton.
Paxton.
Yeah, that's our... No, the official Jeremy's one is Jeremy Paxton. Anyway,
yeah.
It's all getting rather
Let's
confusing.
Get over that one there.
Yes, but
We've
right now it's an
important shit to find out.
Very important stuff. That is
so
what
I got on the
outfield.
Tube, man. All the seats were taken, you know, and there was a woman. She had like 3 kids with her. Mm. For some reason, those 3 kids had seats as well. And I was like, right, there's 2 toddlers and 1 baby. Why has the baby got a seat? She's not pregnant.
I have an issue with that.
Yeah, if she was pregnant.
I thought it was just me. He's like...
Don't worry, you think it, I'll say it. Say it.
Yeah.
And then like, so I'm like, right, okay, I get it. You got a bunch of kids with you, but maybe that baby could sit on your lap and I could get that seat. I don't know, like, you know, just...
Yeah, like,
I got
I'm
these
old,
2. Yeah, yeah.
No,
I'm an
like,
old ass man,
your...
I'm receding.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then, so we get, you know, 3-4 stops going on and I'm like, right, nothing's changing. Then it smelled like the baby took a shit. And that was it. That's when I was like,
oh,
okay.
That's when things hit the
yeah,
switch.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, nah,
the
this
red
is
mist
fucked
came
up,
down.
Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The red bug
like,
life
yo,
mist.
You got to sort this out somehow. I don't know. You know, I think she tried to, like, after a while, I think we must have got used to the smell. It must have disappeared.
Oh, God, oh you got nose blindness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
you
what you call
blind,
it?
Nose blind, yeah.
When people, someone walks in and they're like, whoa, what's
yeah,
going on?
Like,
you're like, whoa,
nice.
What's wrong?
Yeah. That's often what Nat says. It's like after there's been a bunch of rappers in here for the open mic. She's like, it smells kind of funky. It
smells like rappers have been in
yeah.
here for some reason. So anyway, stops have gone on. They're still on there. The kids are still holding down, you know, the fort. 3 chairs that I'm thinking at least one of them, maybe even 2 of them should be available because you 3
share.
Little kids can share 1 chair. So I was like, all right, watch. When it's my time, I know exactly what I'm going to do. Got to my stop. Took my shit. I carried my, you know, I had my luggage right next to me.
Mm.
The doors opened. And I just waited because I knew the doors wouldn't shut straight away. Then when I was ready, I turned around, look at them. And then jumped off of that train, doors shut, bam, thug life, bitch.
We need the bomb sound effect.
So that's what I'm saying.
Oh my
I want to find out
that
from my
is,
listeners
that
out there.
That is thugged out.
Who can let me know the most thug life shit you've done? The most hashtag thug life shit you've ever done.
Yeah, hashtag, that's the important
That's what
part.
We're investigating. Yeah. You better make sure you hashtag that shit because you don't want like real gangsters, you know. Some of these gangsters are trying to get online for real, but
you have inspired me. I don't know if my hashtag thug life things are quite as impressive as a move like that.
Hey, sometimes you got to go there, man.
You got to go all out.
Yeah, I had enough, man. I had enough. I was just like, look.
It was the straw that broke the camel's back, the commuter's back.
Exactly. So whatever, you might have, I don't know, you might have gone to Tesco's, you know, gone to the self-service checkout, bought a bunch of shit, and then when it asked you, have you used any bags?
I never used those say, damn things.
You grab the bags anyway and They're say, no, zero. Thug life, bitch. Hashtag thug life.
These are the life hacks. Exactly.
These are the life hacks of the life of the world right now. So hit us up, hiphop@foodbyradio.com or at foodbyradio on Twitter. You can hit up DJ Sarah Love on Twitter, myself, Mice Diggy, and let us know what's the most thugged out or most hashtag thug life shit you've ever done.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing this. And I want to know what our guest coming up next. I know he's got some hashtag thug life.
Yeah, he's probably got his real videos. Thug life shit.
Yeah, let's be real. I was trying to like play it down. No, but he's such a gentleman as well. His brand new video is pretty thug life.
Thugged out.
That's like real.
Hey, we'll get
out.
Into that.
Yeah, so keep it locked right here. Hit us up on the email. It's Sarah funny. Love and My Sticky. Let's hear something from our guest coming up. Cy Philly. Philly. Barmageddon.
Yes. What's
Barmageddon up? Featuring Rock Ness. You know, Rock is one of my favourite voices ever in hip-hop. I love his voice.
For me, you know what?
Yeah, I bet.
Let me say hello first anyway.
It's like a washing machine on spin, innit?
Him and Lord Have Mercy. That's the DVLS Christ.
Oh, yeah, Lord Have Mercy.
Remember DVLS Christ? Yeah. I used to rhyme with
The deep-ass voices.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'll try and get down there, but I'll just stick to chocolate velvet cake level.
Yeah, for real, buddy. I'm on red velvet cake. I know, mate. The dark cake.
Yeah. Yo, so we got Cy Philly in the building,
what's
man.
What's up? You good?
What's up, man? On.
A proper UK OG. Do you mind me giving you that title?
No, I appreciate it.
When
man,
you start really saying triple OG, that's when it gets.
Yeah, it's when it's triple OG. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I've got the grey hairs for the triple OG, but
yeah,
you know
my pacemaker ain't going.
No, I ain't that far yet. No, chance.
But it's so lovely to have you here.
Thank you, man. Thank
I've been so enjoying listening to the new album and the video. Cy Philly has just dropped a brand new album called 11th Hour, and there's a video for a track called Check It Out. It's produced by Pete Cannon. Already been spinning that on the show the last few weeks. It made me laugh because I saw you post the video, and then I saw someone was like, I was just about to grab my door and be like, oh, look at this puppet in this video.
You know what? That was Verb T.
Oh,
was
Verb T.
Oh, don't lie.
And then he's like, actually, no. Shut the laptop.
The worst thing is, I can't even play my daughter the video because it's her toy that flat. Eric's quite.
Are you serious?
So she can't. She's
gonna be pissed.
If she sees that video, she's gonna disown me.
She's gonna be pissed when she's older. Like, you really did that to my toy.
Yeah, I'll slip with that toy after that.
No, that was a brilliant one.
I had fantasies about that toy
and everything. Also, it's not Gordon the Gopher.
No, it's Flat Eric. Do you remember from the old Levi's advert back in the day?
Oh yes.
So I literally just.
I'm wondering what is the difference between Flat Eric and Gordon the Gopher.
Gordon the Gopher was with
Gordon's
Nick,
a gopher.
With Philip Stoker.
Gordon's a gopher.
Yeah,
Eric.
I mean, let's just get that straight. Like, and then.
Do you just tell me what WD-40 is for anyway? I'm just going to tell you what Gordon the Gopher used to chill with Philip Schofield.
I am old enough to remember them days in the broom cupboards.
So you lot need to check out the video, by the way. Produced by Pete Cannon. It's called Check It Out.
Yep.
And especially if you're into puppet porn. Obviously, Cy Philly's into puppet porn.
Not even me, you know. I wasn't even in the room when any of that was happening.
I wasn't in the room.
Real talk. I came downstairs. Asked this
you
dude
just here. Turned up for the shoot.
I'm here with my dude, That Ute Joel, yeah? That guy Joel, photographer, big up Joel.
It was Joel's fault.
I came downstairs and found him, Dots, big up Dots, and Oliver Ruben Charles, my dude from Section Red, just doing some craziness with these toys in my front room, and I just literally decided to come out of the room.
That sounds pretty X-rated.
Smells like funky tissues.
Open the window.
I came downstairs and I smelled puppet funk. It was crazy.
Puppet pooch be smelling sometimes.
By the end of the show, you're gonna have like 5 times as many hits on this video. Because it sounds freaky, just the way to explain this video. Honestly, it's really wholesome.
Make sure you go and check it out, man. Cy Philly, check it out.
believe. Yeah, the Check It Out is the name of the track.
Yeah,
so but yeah, no, that's pretty thugged out. It's a pretty thugged out video.
It is.
And
really
Mice, every week on the show,
okay,
Mice investigates like key issues, you know, that you we know, need to get to the
bottom
of.
Issues that really mean something to the world, like forget that. Politics.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Forget environmental issues.
Yeah,
well.
This global is real warming. Shit that
make sure you do it.
In order to survive in life.
Survival guide.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find out, like, what's the most thug life? Well, sorry. Hashtag, just in case you put yourself out there and you shouldn't do. And I know you've been out there in the street.
Yeah, I've been out a minute.
The most hashtag thug life shit you've ever done.
Yeah, well, I've been out for so long, I can't even think of the worst like thug life thing I've done. But I think the last thug life thing I probably did. Yeah, I have to be honest. But I think the last thug life thing I did was me and Dots had a show. I can't remember where it was now, but me and Dots had separate rooms, but me and Joel and a few other dudes decided to have a little smoke party in our room.
Yo!
I really hotboxed it.
Portsmouth.
Yeah, we hotboxed.
Yeah, wait! That was me and Locke were playing there, I swear, like not long after, a month after or something like that.
Yeah.
And the guy kept saying, please don't smoke in the room. Please. I was like, bruv, what's wrong with you? Why do you keep saying, no, because we had some artists before the day. And he's like, who? And he goes, oh, I don't know, Philly and Dots. Like, I was like, don't lie. Smoked out the room. He's like, yeah, right, okay.
We hotboxed the whole hotel. We're outside.
So we couldn't even. Yeah. Like the
so
month after, we got booked for the same gig.
Nah,
I didn't thug life it there because I didn't want to, you know.
You wanted your wages.
But that's hilarious, man.
But that's how gangster psychic
is. I'm gangster, man. I'm a G like that.
I'm a G like
that. You know the worst thing? My wages I ended up having to spend on fumigating the hotel room.
Oh, man. But it was worth it for the experience.
It was worth it for the experience. It was a good line on my album for me to say I hotboxed the whole hotel that I'm hanging in, do you know what I mean?
So
it worked out.
That's how it goes down.
It worked out in the end. Big up Dots as well, man. I'm sorry you end up getting put in that predicament for real.
He's not sorry.
I swear to God, I'm sorry.
I'm sure Dots enjoyed it, you know, thugging it out anyway, man. He's like, yeah, fuck this. This is rap life, baby. Rock and roll.
Real talk, man. You know this.
They're kind of one in the same. Rap life, thug life.
It goes.
But yeah, we've been up. Mice has been investigating and asking the Fubar Radio listeners, what is the most thug life hashtag thug life
you have to hashtag it, because people might get it twisted and we don't want no one to go in jail because of us, you know what I mean?
Basically
bad influences in life and shit. Hit us up at Fubar Radio or hiphop@fubarradio.com. We're live right about now with Cy Philly. How did the link up with Pete Cannon come about? Like,
you know what?
No, he's big time.
Yeah, he's
now,
big
man.
Yeah. I mean, big up Pete Cannon.
He's
been real busy, man. The album we brought out with Philly and Dots, we got a few tunes from Pete Cannon from then. So the beat I actually chose for that album from Pete Cannon, we had from way back when we did the Philly and Dots album. So I kind of earmarked that track for a solo track from back then, you know what I mean? So there's a couple other Pete Cannon beats that are coming out on some forthcoming stuff throughout the year.
Alright, humble brag there, boy. I'm there trying to get a peek out of me. I can't get shit, man.
You know what, I'm saying it yesterday, I'm lucky as far as beats are concerned. I think it's because of the time I've been doing it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of producers I'm linked with that will send me beats regularly, you know what I mean? Leaf Dog, big up Leaf Dog, you know what I mean? Pete Cannon.
Yeah.
That's a really nice way of saying like how old you are.
I mean, he's in the tune, like you mentioned about being doing it for like over 2 decades or something like that. And so how does it feel like to still be, you know, relevant in this whole, do you know what I mean, after so much time?
First of all, thank you for saying irrelevant.
Oh, man,
oh my God, but if anybody, that's what I'm saying, and this kind of taps into what I was saying earlier about the, you know, the kind of outpouring that you saw after Five passed away the other week kind of thing, because it's sort of like certain names you don't necessarily see on the surface all the time, know, but it's the responsibility of people, you know, who are informed to make sure that that legacy keeps getting represented.
And you got to remember, I'm not like just one of these kids just listening, you know, just clicking on YouTube.
Man.
I see you're out there performing. Like, I'll be in Germany or be in, you know, Switzerland or somewhere where it's like, oh shit, like, you were just there. Philly was just there. Do you know what I mean?
The same thing happens with us as well. I'll get somewhere and find out you're literally just coming or you've just been there as well, you know what I mean?
So that's what I mean about the relevancy.
Respect for that still.
What people call relevant now is like a bunch of clicks on
YouTube.
You know,
that's exactly
what I mean. But we all know you, it's quite easy to pay for these days.
Yeah,
trust, real talk, you know what I mean? So I think the time I've been doing it kind of makes me, I don't have to be there doing on the clicks and whatever and pushing myself out of it. For me, when I bought this album, I kind of made a promise to myself to not be on the same slog as everybody with just killing the internet and trying to ram it down people's throats. I just kind of wanted to be organic and how people liked what it is that I do and it do what it's meant to do, like it did back in the day. When For Life Cypher started up, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have anything like that to kind of gauge the interest that people had in us. It was literally, we put it out there, and if people like it, they like it, you'll get called to radio stations, you'll get called for interviews and different things like that, and you'll see the response, you know what I mean?
So you still stick to that, like, you don't, because I feel like, yeah, we've come from an era where this stuff wasn't out there, but at the same time, it is important because
to be involved in it somewhat.
Yeah, like it's definitely. I call it like it's a bunch of different rooms, and if you don't open the door to some of these rooms, the people that the crowd that are in there are not going to hear you.
Yeah,
so
I love the way you put that.
Do you you feel like you'd rather just put the music out there and then let people talk about it, or
I would like to put the music out there, let people talk about it, and open those doors and peep my head in, like you just said, and see what I'll go on. And then if that room, what's going on in that room ain't for me, do you know what I mean? There's a lot of different platforms I could be putting my music out where I would be getting seen by a lot more people, but also being seen by the wrong people, do you know what I mean? So for me, it's literally about just putting it out there. Hopefully the right people that are seeing it are going to put it out to the right places, like FUBAR and things like that, for me to be able to get heard by the right people who are going to appreciate what it is that I do, rather than being on a platform that's kind of aimed towards younger people or people who
madness.
Aren't just madness.
Just madness.
Just like, hey, what was that? I can't remember what it was, but yesterday, man. I loved it yesterday. All those things, I'm like, I want to unremember that. That was so traumatic
seeing that by accident. Yeah. There's so much that I'm looking forward to talking to you about today. Wicked. But people have to, we had Oliver hit up the studio about to answer to your Thug Life question, Mike. So I definitely want to get into that. Remember to hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What was Oliver saying, though?
Yeah, Oliver was saying, hey, Mike and Sarah, when my pizza turns up, an hour and a half. When I do it loud like that, I mean, it's all caps.
It's all caps.
An hour and a half after I ordered it, straight on the phone to the pizza place and say, hey, I'm not paying for it when it gets here, and expect some form of compensation. Let's just say I got 20% off my next order. Hashtag Thug Life.
You know what? You're messing up that Thug Life thing, yeah? Right? When the pizza's late, don't report it being late until it gets there, because when you do that, they spat on that pizza before you go to you.
And they're like, Thug Life.
Yeah, 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 Thug Life. You, whatever that was out there. Jesus, I didn't even think about that.
Get the pizza into your house and then call and complain. Trust.
All right, we got some self-incriminating ones.
Never return food back to the kitchen, man. You know they're messing with your food.
You know what? That's like messing with your barber. I always said, don't fuck around with your barber. Two people, don't mess with the sound man. You know what I mean? And don't fuck with the barber. The sound man will have you sounding like Mickey Mouse out there.
Straining your voice.
Straining your voice. And your barber will have two balls and a dick drawn on the back of your head. You tell him, yeah, bro.
Or just bring your hairline back to the back of your head.
That's constant hairline. Like, I have battles with my hairline when I look in the mirror. But anyway,
get in touch with us and let us know. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You're tuned into myself, Sarah Love, Mice Diggy. We've got the one and only Cy Philly in the studio. We're taking care of you until 6. Maestro wants to know, what is the most hashtag thug life thing that you have ever done? But right now, let's hit you off with something brand new from DITC.
Yep.
It's rock shit, but with a Y. That's kind of Thug Life, isn't it?
Yeah, that is Thug Life.
Are just,
yeah,
I mean,
kids can read it and
life.
They won't realise what they're reading, so that's kind of Thug Life right there. Yeah. I like that shit.
But yeah, on there is Fat Joe, Diamond Y. D, and Lord Finesse, of course. There's some of the finest of DITC. It's produced by a dude called Super Ugly. I've got to say, Lord Finesse has always been one, some of my favourite punchlines in hip-hop.
Yeah,
I like
funny,
some
man.
Of the lines there on that track.
So they've got an album. I heard they got an album coming out for the summer. Like, that came from Fat Joe's mouth.
Yeah, and there's even... and there's going to be an instrumental album that goes along with it too. Uh-huh. Yeah, but there's like a bunch of stuff. The studio album, it's available now, in fact. Deluxe double edition CD. And yeah, you got the instrumentals too, like I was saying. DITCENT.com is the place to go.
Summer,
you're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy every Monday at 4 p.m. We take care of you. Got to send a shout out to Passion Hi-Fi.
Yes,
And Trillmatic, locked into the show, as well as our brother from another Chudat. He's locked into the show as well. And we've been asking you guys, well, Mice has been investigating, as he does every week, about, but this time, this week, it's the most hashtag
Thug Life shit you've ever done. You don't actually have to type out hashtag, you just press that thing that, I don't know why they call it hashtag.
You know what, back in the day when I was a youth, hash what just meant number. It wasn't a hashtag. It was literally
that is what
it literally just changed overnight. Do you know what I mean? All of a sudden, where's the hash button on my phone? Yeah. Like,
okay, kids today, eh? Yeah. The technology's moving so far. My most thugged out, thug life, thugged out. That's a different answer.
Yeah.
And just every
she
day.
Got
on my abs. On my non-existent abs. But yeah, mine's really boring, I think.
What's that?
I can't even actually think of anything.
You must have something, mate.
My most thug life thing is just being a DJ for the last 16 years, dealing with all these fools that you have to deal with the DJ booth and getting into ruckus with people in the booth. That's probably like as thug.
Yeah, what do you? Okay, really so boring. This is like you must have developed some form of
abs.
How to?
Yeah.
Some form of way to deal with. You know, like people, they've upgraded how they do it. But excuse me, can you play?
oh, I've got that on lock. But
I've
it doesn't
have to.
First of all, you've just got to create the barrier. So it's like, don't come near me. No. I'm just always like, oh, I'll have a look for you. And then they're like, yes!
Thug life.
And they're like, peace!
Let the night pass.
Yeah.
And now people do this.
No, but if
they do that. What was that like?
It's like,
when
I haven't got time to read
face.
Like messages on your phone right now. I'm in the middle of a mix.
While you're DJing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm against the clock for the next 2 hours.
Yeah. man, I remember I did that I was trying to get have you heard of Mighty Crown?
Yeah.
They're like a Japanese sound system thing. And the guy was like, you know, this is in Australia. So I was like, right. But he's all like, yeah, man, y'all gonna play all this shit, like patois. Like, well, I was like, right, shit, they're Japanese, but they're. So I goes, then.
Patois.
Let me go, like, yeah, that's how I had to say it. I was like, right, he's speaking patois. Like, he made me feel a bit like on edge the way he was going on. So I went out, I said, yeah, can you give a happy birthday shout out to my brethren? And then he's like, what? And I was like, right. I goes, happy birthday to, you know, my friend. And he went, sorry, I don't understand English. I don't speak English. I was like, what? I'm sure he thug life me just then. Isn't
it? That was his way of
the
result.
He was laughing the rest of the day.
There's some
about
different
that.
Levels to it. That's what I'm thinking now.
A lot of it is where they listen to so many sound tapes out there. When they're hearing the DJs talking or whatever not, they literally copy what they've heard. Do you know what I mean? So they don't actually even know English.
I know, bless them.
So they're just
I love
repeating
it.
What
How does
heard.
He know when to say it, though? That's the thing.
But because he's listened to that tape so many times.
I love it. It's the script. It's like how I knew the script to Back to the Future when I was a kid.
Real talk.
Because that was like the only VHS that you had. That and the Making a Thriller. So it's like you knew the whole script.
And The Last Dragon. I knew the whole script of The Last Dragon, man.
Jeez, man. It's hilarious.
No, but I love it. And it's like when you hear people from, say, another country, but where they've learned a language from, like, say, someone from Croatia or something, but then they've learned English from a Nigerian person living here.
You can hear it.
I love it.
Damn, this Croatian sounds mad.
It's a remix.
He's like, what the hell's going on?
We toured in Germany. It was for Life Cypher. And this is the first time I've been to Germany. And, like, the first night of our show, we were in the back room. We just had a whole crew of these Germans in the room with us talking in the thickest American speaking in the thickest American accent. I was like, why these guys got such American accent? But they learn English from
in hip-hop. An American.
Yeah.
Oh, from hip hop.
So they learn it from hip hop from the American TV that they're watching.
But often, a lot of people from other countries, they find it easier to understand Americans before they can understand English. Like English people
because
speaking
I watch
English.
Cagney and Lacey, and you know, these times when I watch it, sounds so cool.
Yeah. And Dallas.
Yeah.
But yes, we've had a few more messages from you people. Keep your shouts coming through as well. I'm going to get through them in a second, but. Maestro's important investigation this week is...
We want to find out what's the most thug life... Sorry, hashtag thug life thing you've ever done. Hit us up at Fubar Radio on Twitter or hiphop at fubarradio.com. I want to do one from... I want to give a shout
to
Terry on the building site, Shout out to Terry on the building site. He says, did a big shot at my supermarket and the cashier forgot to scan my packet of obnobs. So I got him for free. Hashtag fuck love.
Hey, go on, Tell.
That's Tell on the building site, mate. Oi, mate, we're going to have a rolly for you, Fucking, oi. I'll tell you what,
Props,
I might have to call Dave the Spade Dad. Fucking, let him know.
I wonder what Dave the Spade, you know he's got some thugged out. Hashtag thug life.
Yeah. He's probably
stories
out
to recount
out now in his polo shirt. But anyway, William Guava said, last week I ate a crocodile and marshmallow burger.
What?
Thug life. That's Yeah, I guess
that's kind of twisted. I
don't even know what's worse. I don't even know what's weirder, the crocodile or marshmallow in a burger.
It's true.
Yeah,
oh no, it's kind of
weird. When you think about how the fuck would that taste? That's William Guava.
William Guava. You need an intervention, especially with a name like that, Guava. I'm just like, yes.
It might be Guava, and just my dyslexic ass can't really. It might be Guava.
Yeah, but you were Thug Life with it, how you read it. You gave it that hip hop pronunciation.
Shout out to Sam Davis. You know, he's an avid listener. He says, I don't know if he wants this out there, but he says, beat up three guys with a butt of a 2 litre bottle of Coke whilst buzzing on 3 E's. # true story. And in commas, he's got, that's the least thuggish of my stories, but I don't want to divulge the personal shit.
I love the accent.
The stereotyping.
I was trying to, he's from Leeds. I was trying to put on a Leeds accent there. It sounded like Manchester or some shit. It might even sound Polish,
innit? It sounded like some Leeds activity, to be honest. Look, I got lots of friends from Leeds, okay? So I can't be racist towards Leeds.
Leeds is a fucking race, innit?
Exactly. No, what was dude's name?
Sam Davis.
I want to hear more of these stories, Sam Davis.
Yeah,
I want to hear, if that was just like the lighthearted.
I want to hear the real hardcore.
I don't want to bump into him on a night out in Leeds. Leeds is crazy anywhere at the weekend.
Anywhere outside of London is usually crazy on the weekends, right? London's just crazy all during the week.
And then
during rush hour.
During
rush hour. It's crazy. Dealing with people's armpits.
That's when the
face.
Government's thug life in us, boys. It's like, everyone slow the fuck down and we're going to charge you during the week.
Yep.
We're going into the congestion zone. That's getting thug life, right?
They're the ultimate thug. And that ain't no hashtag that David Cameron's messing with. He is the real life thug life. But yes, keep your messages coming through to hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
I want him to start a beard tax. That's what I want to start, man.
Beard
tax.
For real.
Yeah,
but what about you? You're rocking the beard.
You know how long it took me to grow this? I'll be cool right now. My taxes are low right now.
That's how I feel. You know how long it takes me to get here? This is a 2 years worth of beard right here. It still look like a baby stubble.
It's like, I'm sick and tired of seeing them man with beards looking like they're supposed to be chopping trees and thing, boy.
They look like a bear that just got shaved everywhere else and they left that part of the face. It's like, fuck that, man. But I'm not jealous anyway.
I like my patchy beard. It's cool.
Exactly. Peppergrains save certain countries.
The peppercorn beard. I like that peppercorn look. And the peppercorn afro. That's
rough,
cute.
Rough but smooth.
Rough but smooth. That's like an MC name or something.
Rough but smooth. MC Rough Butt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
MC Rough But Smooth.
And smooth.
Jesus.
Pete Rock and CL Smooth have got a new project coming out as well, haven't they?
Really?
Yeah. Someone told me about it today, man. I can't hear myself.
Wow.
I'm not sure how true that is as well, but I've seen a few people talking about it and I've seen a few pictures of them together.
I've
seen them in a room together and them not fighting.
I've seen them in a room and there was no fisticuffs, an album's coming out.
There could be something happening.
You never know.
You see how like these urban myths spread? Someone's like, I saw them in a room together. The next person is the Chinese whispers.
That's the thing, I stop repeating people's statuses now as well, man.
But on that note, Go on, because...
Well, because it's like, people just say shit for the sake of saying it.
With no proof, no nothing about it, checked out, nothing at all. How many times I've said RIP to someone being dead and they dead 5 years ago or something?
Not that they didn't deserve it.
No,
R.
but
R.
I, already, I probably
out.
Already said RIP when they died. Do you know what I mean? I just forgot they died. I've seen someone else say it and I'm like, oh, blah, blah, dead. And then I'm going to say the same stuff.
But on this show, we have a section called Are You Taking the Piss?
Yeah.
That's basically where we give the nation the platform to just vent on the things in the recent week that have just made them say, like, are you taking the piss? For me, it's the people who are sharing things from. It's like, just some random person has set up a blog in their bedroom in High Wycombe.
Yeah.
And then people are like retweeting it and posting it as though that's like some authority. And it's kind of like
the Guardian that said it or something. I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
And it's like, there's no evidence behind that. Like, how can you even be
people are
sucked
just
in like
so
that?
So quick to jump on that, though, as well. I mean, they want to use the internet and social media.
But that leads me nicely on to the next track that I was going to play, actually. Right now, my Stiggy and myself, Sarah Lover, joined in the studio by the one and only Cy Philly. I'm so happy to see you again. And just to have you here is so lovely as well. I do have brand new music from Jess coming up for you later in the show, but seeing as we were talking about internet madness and how people be scrolling online, I was like, let me drop this track because, well, we'll get into it afterwards, but this track features someone very special to my heart. But yes, Cy Philly, this joint is called Scrolling featuring Benjamin Zephaniah. It's Sarah Love and My Stiggy. It's the hip hop show on Fubar Radio. And right now we're joined by our special guest, Cy Billy. Cy, tell us about that track. Who is it featuring?
Featuring the main man, Benjamin Zephaniah.
Jeez, is it Sir? It's not Sir.
No! He's an OBE.
Yeah, he's an OBE.
He was like, come out of my face with that. Yeah. I am.
You call that a speng BE. You know what I mean? Real speng. God,
no BE.
That's Thug Life BE.
Real. He'd been a fan of Life Cypher for like quite a while, do you know what I mean?
So
when I was doing the album, my girlfriend literally just decided to say, she just came out of nowhere, why don't you try and get Benjamin Zephaniah to do a spoken word?
Do you know each other from Luton?
No, no. Because Benjamin Zephaniah is from, I think he's from Wolverhampton or he's from Birmingham size anyway.
Is he?
But doesn't he like live in Luton? No. For some reason, I had some thought that he had some connection to Luton.
He's had some connection to Luton.
He's like, I know one black guy on Luton.
The only connection I know that he's got with Luton, there was a guy from Luton, a guy called Leon Briggs, who was murdered by the police 3 years ago now.
Okay.
And there's still a campaign going on for that at the moment.
Yeah, and he's been vocal
Benjamin
on
came
that.
Down
yeah,
he's been quite vocal on that as
I
well.
I have to tell you, like, I do secretly, or maybe not so secretly, I'm in love with Benjamin Zephaniah. So I was like, oh my god. Already I was loving your album and I was listening to it and I was like, oh, and he's got Benjamin Zephaniah.
It was just like the icing on the cake. The thing is as well, because I had Sizzler on the album, do you know what I mean? And for me, it was like, oh my god, I can't believe I've got Sizzler on the album.
Wow,
you know
you've got Sizzler on the album. That's crazy.
Afu Ra, Rocknest, do you know what I mean? But then when Benjamin Zephaniah, it literally just blew everything else out of the water for me. It was like, this here is like, I don't care if one person buys the album, I don't care if nobody even likes the album. For me to have Benjamin Zephaniah on a track with me, it's kind of like it's the icing on the cake for me. Really,
Then, when it comes to like words and poetry and meaningfulness,
someone like that, do you know what I mean? It's like, and then for him to appreciate what I've done as well and know that he's repeating what it is that I've done to other people since that recording as well was, for me, it's kind of like certifies what it is, the reason that I was doing this whole music thing really anyway. Do you know?
So was it easy to get him on the track? Like how?
I emailed his website. Got an instant bounce back, basically saying Benjamin's not taking any work or anything like that at all.
No, it's not blood clot work.
Put it out.
I'm not computerized.
I'm not computerized. Put it out. Put it out of my head. You know what I mean? And literally 3 days later, I got an email directly from him saying that he's interested in doing it and to send him the track. And
because you said he'd already been into your stuff from Firelight Cypher. Yeah, was it that? Was he like, oh shit, this is this
dude? That's what happened. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy, man. That's blessed.
He came around to my house to record it, and then like, when he came around, it literally felt like he was in there for a while. And it's like the first time I kind of felt fazed by somebody who was in there. And
nervous,
like,
shit,
I was
kind
of nervous while he was talking to me. You know what I mean?
Wow.
By the time he left, I felt like I'd been baptized.
That's
he's
crazy.
Such a righteous dude. He's so humble, and he's like one of the best people I've ever come across. Do you know what I mean? So.
Oh my god, I love it. I'm like having palpitations. No, because also it's just to have, you know, someone like Benjamin Zephaniah, but on with your music.
Exactly, recorded.
You know, it was just so nice to hear that collaboration.
And speaking occasion with what that is, I said as well, was the best thing that I could have wished.
So who produced that, sorry?
That track's produced by Urban Click. Big up my Urban Click people.
So like obviously the idea behind that, like you were saying already, was to do with the internet. Like,
so many lines on that track.
Just what you see on the internet, and I mean, it's like I say, it's not directed at anybody else apart from myself as well, and I mean, it's all of us included in this that I know, really. Do you know what I mean? There's only a few people that I know that actually take themselves out of Facebook or take themselves out of social media for periods of time, and it can be addictive for a lot of people. Do you know what I mean? But it's just some of the stupidness that I see online as well. And
just like he spoke out. Yeah. I mean, come on, there is some stupidness.
No, but it was just like, funny so to use that word because it is stupid.
Yeah, there's bare whatlessness sometimes. You know what I mean? And the fact that a lot of the time I can put out a stupid status on Facebook and I've got 300 likes on it. Do you know what I mean? But then I'm putting out my album or putting out a track and I'm getting 2 or 3 likes. And
what do you think that is? It's hard to figure out whether it's people purposely just like
ignoring
not interested.
Your music, yeah.
Because I'll have people say that. They're like, you know, so it won't be just me posting my shit and thinking, right. But when I say, damn, I just poo-pooed on myself. Everybody likes it. But other people will say, they're like, right, when I talk stupid shit, but then when I post one of your videos, it's like 1 or 2 likes. I don't get it.
All the time.
Is there any logic behind
I don't think there's any logic behind it at all. I think a lot of it's probably just with most of the people that are your mates on Facebook or whatever that aren't really interested in your music. I've bumped into people who have liked my last status and then ignored my music status, and then I'll see them the day after and they'll be like, oh, how's your music doing?
Then is it a thing of sometimes I wonder whether it's to do with the Facebook algorithm algorithms or, too, you know what I mean, like on Twitter. They might, not everybody, like me for instance, I don't really check my timeline as often as I do my ads. Because you know, you got to check your ads. And then when I go on Snapchat, then I tend to like DM my own Facebook because I retweet. Yeah, but you get what I mean? Like not everybody's watching it or looking at things the same way you do. And also you might be, sometimes I'm thinking, right, maybe it's just in my head that people are purposely ignoring it, because there are times when every, like the, when you drop your video, the day you drop your video, then everybody's like, going crazy over it. And then, but that's kind of, and we're in that sort of era now where people aren't really as, you know, like vinyl or a CD or a tape or something tangible, something that, bruv, don't sit there, like you might sit on my record. Whereas now it's just a little icon on your computer that's so easy to forget about, do you know what I mean? So then maybe it's that, like, I always wonder, like, what the fuck is it then that makes people, or makes it seem like people are ignoring it or
I think
not taking
what you're saying,
notice.
The whole algorithm thing is definitely something to do with it, which is why people are getting pushed to put, like, have a Facebook page, like a proper group page or whatever, not to be able to push their stuff out, and then you've got to try and invite as many people on there for them.
You
to,
just got
to
post as many dick pics as you can.
Basically, it depends how big your dick is.
Hey man, trust me, you can make it look big. Yeah, I've got this app. I got this app to make my shit.
This app is dope.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about. There's all this shit now. There's pointless shit in life.
For real.
You guys, you know, back in the Fire Life Cypher days, like you guys used to talk a lot about like conspiracy theorists and stuff like that. You're seeing that now. Yeah, maybe do that. Now you're seeing that. You'll see. I mean, can you appreciate that at least online? Like, or even that you mentioned, like, someone will say something's happened and then you find out it's all bullshit.
Of course. Yeah, so I mean,
there's like a tug of war with that as well, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. There's so much that we said back in the day as for Life Cypher, you know what I mean? It's coming to fruition now. Just admit this blatantly in your face as well, do you know what I mean? But a lot of people will still refuse to believe it in their eyes until, I mean, something happens to them with it, do you know what I mean? The wars and atrocities that we're going through right now.
Hold up, let's just like wheel up a second, okay? Because like some people might not necessarily be familiar with like, when did Fly Cypher form?
We formed in,
so this was the group that Cypherly was in before you were rolling as a solo artist. When did you actually form?
We formed in 97. Entered the Tim Westwood Talent 2000 competition way back then, you know what I mean? We didn't win it, but we got quite a lot of attention from then as well, and then we put out a single with DJ Skits, Fingerprints of the Gods, around the same time, do you know what I mean? And then our album, Millennium Metaphors, was coming out, I think it was around 2000, and we generated some interest around that time from Damon Albarn from the Gorillaz, who basically, which is why we ended up being involved with the Gorillaz project and did the Brit Awards and went on tour with the Gorillaz.
That was
as
like
well.
The early noughties.
That was like 2002, 2001, 2002, do you know what I mean? So the reason that we didn't end up basically being heard on the main version of the Gorillaz project is because we got gazumped for Del the Funky Homo Sapien for the version that everybody knows.
Oh, so you were originally on that?
Yeah, that was the original version. Was
on that beat?
On that beat. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that's why they were, because I always thought you were on the remix.
No, ours was the original, basically.
Wow, that's crazy.
Damon went over to America to get the Gorillaz album mixed down, met up with Del and Daniel Ormeyer. Daniel Ormeyer's deal was basically, I'll mix this down if Del can do a version of this song.
Serious?
Damon came back to the UK with two versions of a song and basically we lost out.
That's crazy. That shit was going out like you lot were on the remix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Someone must have been pushing it like that, because that was fully...
Well, I think EMI were pushing it out like that, because officially it kind of was the remix, but how it kind of went tits up is when it came to them touring with Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Del's agoraphobic and won't come out of the house for bread, do you know what I mean? So there's no way, he's not going to fly from over wherever he's living, PCP, West Coast. Trust, you know what I mean? He's not going to come to the UK and tour and whatever, which is why we ended up doing the Brit Awards and doing the shows with the Gorillaz that we did. So it was, you know, it worked out good for us in the end, you know what I mean? Because we got to do a lot more things than we would have done rather than just being completely forgotten about, you know what I mean? But it could have been a lot better than it was, you know what I mean? So,
because I think when I got to know you guys was through working at the Real Deal Real Shop on Knoll Street. There was only one Deal Real. And then I remember you performing for us at the party that Maestro and I used to run in London called Kung Fu.
Kung Fu, yeah.
I remember that. I've still got those flyers of the Flight Cypher on there and stuff. So,
oh, please, can you post me one of those, please? I'd love one of those.
I need to curate them all, actually. That's a whole
that
other program kind of thing.
By the way, people like me down. Understand what curate means. I just found that out the other day.
But so you know, it's like for life, and you have been a continual thread through, you know, my professional hip hop existence.
Yeah, we only split up in 2012. Do you know what I mean?
So tell me, why did you split up?
Well, there was a Fly Cypher was a kind of it was a strange group. If you were in a kind of, any kind of group for that amount of time, it ends up being more of a family thing rather than it being just a work.
And Fly Cypher was three of you.
Yeah, it was me, Life MC, and DJ Napper.
Yes, and so in 2000, you had all this like you know a really interesting story to go from like you know proper underground to the Westwood like spotlight and stuff, and then the Gorillaz things and everything, and at the same time you're still keeping that proper like you know hip hop respectability and everything.
Yeah. These guys were gigging everywhere, all around the world.
Yeah, you were the one of these people that I'd like bump into, probably.
Yeah,
the
type of artist you just
yeah, you're like, oh, dude.
Some random place in Eastern Europe or
but
something.
But then, so 2000. Yeah. So, if anything, in many ways, you could think like, oh, life's great for those guys. Like they're just skipping like a rainbow.
And what was it? Just the internal sort of
It was a lot of internal clash of heads. And I mean, it's kind of well documented. You can go on YouTube and see.
Oh, see, I don't. Trolling my friends like that to
see what's going on
to
with
stalk
madness.
People yeah because yeah, I'd rather like actually I have got a thug life story but that's kind of like without the hashtag speaking on this level because I would rather talk to someone face to face about something rather than if people want to like if you want to step to me on Facebook and chat nonsense this, I will come to your house
this
and
was
talk
my
to
whole
you
issue. Yeah this was my whole issue with the basically the split
and that
of
happened
life,
to me you know at the beginning at the end of last year but that's why I'm saying for me I'm not someone where I'm going to be let me like
and
stalk these
back and
dudes
back
and spy online about what happened in the group. I'd rather talk to you about it.
Can you talk on it? Like how?
I'm cool to talk about it, man. It's been a long while now. I mean, we had a massive fallout online around 2012 where
So it was from scrolling this shit.
Yeah, it was kind of like it's from scrolling. I was always a guy basically. Now, me and Life had a relationship long enough for me to. If I've got a problem with life, life's got a problem with me, you've got my telephone number, can you call me? And
did you grow up together?
We not really grew up together. We knew each other for long enough throughout the whole living in a small town. So it's good, you're going to know people in there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it got to the point where me and Martin had a bit of a disagreement and rather than call me and speak to me or text me with your issue, you're going to tweet it and then have other people who don't know me, have got nothing to do with my life, basically having an opinion about something that they don't know anything about, do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I'd had this conversation with him a good few times to be able to try and to make that not happen anymore so that we could just basically keep any issues we've got within the group in the group so that it didn't end up being this global thing on Twitter or whatever, not people who don't know me, don't know my personal life, to be able to talk about me and judge me in any way, do you know what I mean? So
so that was the last straw for you?
That was kind of the last straw for me, yeah, do you know what I mean? And the relationship kind of just broke down from there, really, do you know what I mean? And then because of that, I basically faced a barrage of abuse on Twitter and Facebook. And
I didn't know that.
So I locked off my Twitter and Facebook.
From Fire Life Cypher fans? Or?
No, from Fire Life Cypher fans and from Life and from, basically for Life Cypher, do you know what I mean? Which is why I just kind of pulled myself out of it. I mean, Life released 3 diss tunes about me. There's a 30-minute blog from him and Life basically talking crap about me online. And I just basically, I had to try my hardest not to say anything about any of them to just basically keep myself to myself and to try and hold some kind of integrity within it, do you know what I mean? So
yeah, and that's the best way to deal with those things often, I think, because that's the other part, because this is another thing, going back to like our important section of the show, which we call
Are You Taking the Piss?
You know, there's sometimes where it's like I'm just seeing social media talking about the subject of your song Scrolling with Benjamin Zephaniah, which we'll get back to him shortly as well.
Okay.
Someone get a rag for Sarah quick.
Keep my phone away from Sarah.
But completely forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah, I bet you did, man. Jesus Christ.
No, but I just see like social media is turning some men into boys.
Yeah,
and it's women like, even.
Yeah, and women
well,
too, but to be honest,
women,
but to be fair, I mean, maybe it's just mostly.
Men into women.
See, it's crazy though. It's
no,
crazy.
But into little girls, but then it's even like
Jenner's
I don't even want to diss
place,
little girls like that kind of thing, because I'm just. The way that I see. I think people spending too much time online, it becomes like this tunnel vision certain things seem like they're magnified to a point where if this was. Because things weren't. Relationships weren't being dealt with this, like in the Kung Fu days.
Online.
Like, you know, because you would be bucking up with people and dealing with.
You'd see that and have to deal with it, exactly.
Yeah, and so it's different now where people are just like in this, my safe place. Have you seen that episode of South Park? It's like one of the new South Parks, but they're talking about my safe place. But how like places like Facebook just create this
safe
zone
place,
that you are like, your bubble that you
like
exist
Kanye
in.
West, like
yeah,
that.
Seriously, check out this safe
place
episode.
People who aren't really about that life will talk like they're in about their life. And then they'll just say, what, man? It's just a post on Twitter.
Yeah, banter.
You know, and it's like, right, yeah, banter. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, because I want to see the amount of times I see him getting angry with people. I was like, right, can he fight? Can he actually... You know what I mean? No, but it's true, though.
Thing, like, he doesn't need
why
to.
Why are all these people all of a sudden talking like they're ready for, like, for real trouble?
To back off.
Yeah, but it's like, if you're not ready for that real trouble, just stop talking like that then.
Yep.
Yeah, I know, but I feel sorry for people like him because coming like, what is his reality like? He's surrounded by yes men.
Trust.
Like, you have no real perspective on what's going on in the world. You're not actually connected to the real world either,
what's
kind of
sad,
thing.
Though,
and you're locked into this. There's no way out.
But he's influencing the real world.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Gets
and that's where
scrolling.
It gets a bit scary. Yeah. But I don't know. So back to scrolling. So now we've understood.
So back to Benjamin Zephaniah. is he single? No. Back to scrolling. Honestly, yeah. I am interested
you
in your music.
Thank you.
I'm
interested in your music. I promise. Yeah,
yeah, anyway, yeah. No. Let's play a song first, and then we can compose ourselves and everything. And you are tuned into Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah. Love my singing. We've got the one and only Ty Philly locked in with us right now, and I'm going to play you something brand new. Send a shout out to John Boy, MCC, Cut Loose, PR, Juggernauts, all locked into the show. Keep your messages coming through to us on Twitter at Fubar Radio 2. But right now, something completely new from Jess and Lee Scott. Campbell and Alga is the name of the track. And that's a new single and a video. And it's out on Blah Records. That's Liverpool's favourite indie rap label. And that's from the producer Moriarty's album, Bugsville. You can do your thing. That's okay. You can sneak out.
Bugsville.
Yeah. And Sy is just like, I had enough of you loving Benjamin Zephaniah more than me. I'm out of here. Thug life.
He's going to go do some stretches before he comes back in and murders the open mic. Bud Life. Oh, shit.
So he'll be
self-incriminated.
Right back.
Self-incriminating tweets right there. But yeah, what I wanted to ask him about was the, you know, like, obviously, there's a side of the internet that is like, man, fuck this shit. But then there's a side of it that, you know, so they were into, like, the conspiracy theory stuff. And you kind of find out a bit more than you used to nowadays on the internet. You know what I mean? Whereas before, it was like you might get a DVD or a video telling you some real shit. Whereas now you can search
word
for
of
it.
Mouth.
You know, so it's interesting, like...
But then at the same time, it's open like a Pandora's box for some overexcited people out there.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, look at these parody sites you got putting out all this stupid news. People make money. They're basically making money off of telling you some bullshit.
And people believe it.
That's the
more disturbing thing, because it's just one big experiment by the government, because the government are watching all the time.
Telling you, man, I don't use Andrex to wipe my butt with, because I heard that they've got... Yeah, man, there's microchips in there. You know those ones with
it,
yeah, especially velvets, man. Absorbs into your butt crack, and then all of a sudden your anus is just like a fucking walking around remote control. Yeah, it's a walking antenna, man. Don't do it, man. Serious.
Yeah,
it's a bit risky.
But those kind of statements always follow like a heavy bong session or something, can it?
Yeah,
normally. There's a correlation on that. There's got to be a graph somewhere. How many hits from the bong? How many conspiracy theories are generated? You know, that's an ascending line. You're tuned into Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love,
and myself,
United.
Mice Diggy, that's right. The voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake is right here. And we got a couple others talking about their thug life moments. Hashtag thug life,
hashtag.
By the way. Who's this? Schizoflow. Russell Schizoflow can't. I nearly said that wrong.
Oh, is it with an A, yeah?
Yeah, with an A.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, up north where you say you can't. Oh, you still don't say it like that.
You can't.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You can't. Oh, yeah.
You can't do that.
How about an Aussie, mate? You fucking can't. You can't, mate.
All the Antipodean.
So, Schizoflow, he's saying, long story short, I was super pissed and kicked off with some coppers. Mm-mm. I got thrown in the van and stomped like, fuck. Hashtag thug life. Or... Hashtag idiot life. This is the only one I would want to share publicly.
Damn.
He gets the message. Ooh, I'm sure he's got himself into a bit of trouble.
Damn.
Yeah, apparently he's not even in the country no more.
I don't know if that needs a hashtag. That's just some thug. Yeah, the police are thugs anyway.
Sam Davis as well has hit us up again because obviously...
Because he's living that life.
Yeah, he's saying this ain't just hashtag thug life. This is hashtag true stories. coming from Sam Davis.
Maybe that's next week's question. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
What's the truest story you could tell me? Well,
I was born.
Yeah, I was born. Yeah. You took it from me.
See, we're connected.
He says, he says, beat up a pastor. Who took a pasta, by the way, not like
oh,
a
right,
bowl
okay.
of
I know,
spaghetti.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Beat up a pastor who took advantage of females in his congregation.
Damn. That's like something out of Marvel.
True story. Yeah, that's
Sin
like.
City or something.
Wow, you're right.
That's
you
like
know.
Your superhero
shit.
Superhero Sam.
No wonder he does them super dope shirts and all that. He's a fucking superhero, isn't he?
Really? He's fighting for good.
Boy, I mean, it's a hard world out there, man. Sometimes you just got a thug life shit left, right, and centre. You know, whether it be, you know, I know some people do like the fake auto responses on an email. That shit really works.
You
got to do fake auto responses sometimes on an email. If you're getting, if someone's
really
trying to get,
bored,
to,
you're looking for something to spice up the weekend,
and you really want to thug life the whole situation. When you get an email from what's her name from 2 weeks ago, you just give her an automated response. Yeah, I'm not back into country for about 3 weeks, love. So if you want to hit me back then, or just fuck off, how about that?
How about that? Oh, well, actually name them in your automated response. Dump them in an automated response. So oh, when they email you, they know that everyone else emailing you.
They know that is the real, it's life is real. You know what I mean? It's real life up here.
That is pretty thugged out.
So we got an open mic coming up very soon.
Yes, and our special guest, Cy Philly, will be stepping up soon too. But first, I'm going to play you something brand new from Guilty Simpson. Yeah, also taken off of his new album. This is actually a cut that... didn't make it to the final edit of tunes, but yeah, he's gradually been leaking out these new records. So something fresh from Guilty Simpson, courtesy of Stones Throw as well, which Maestro is now part of the Stones Throw family.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm part of the Stones Throw family. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Man, just featuring on a little album by homeboy Sam, man. It's called like Kindness for Weakness, and the track that I'm on is called Keeping It Real. But I ain't, you know what I mean?
No.
I ain't really, I'm just putting it out there like that. If you lot want to check the album when it comes out on May the 8th, I do believe, on Stones Throw.
Featuring Maestro Diggy.
Featuring my Stiggy. It's actually Maestro on there. But True's homeboy Sam, man, that's Stones Throw. I ain't even going to get all thug life on them, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll just let them put it out there like that. But yeah, it feels good to be doing that. But this is Guilty Simpson right here.
Yes, what's letting off called? Steam. And the second track is Love. Let's do it. It's Fubar Radio. Tell you. The look. That's what I'll be singing to Benjamin.
He's still doing this.
Just hurry up and give her the email,
Benjamin,
man.
If you hear from her, it's got nothing to do with me. I swear to God, yeah. I promise
you. It's going to be an injunction against her. Like, I've never met her before, but...
Stalking,
man. I don't know that Lisa girl. I don't know her.
Damn. Well, yes, no, I am a completely safe and reasonable person, honestly, people. It's Sweet Bar Radio, so I thought... That was like an unconvincing...
Yeah, I was just like, whatever, man. Well,
yeah,
all
you.
I know is Adam's going to have a
that's
hard
you.
Time cleaning up that seat after he's got out.
You
know what I mean? Jesus
see
Christ,
what I have
mate,
to deal
you.
With? You see
Come
what I have to deal
wipes.
With?
You know what? I would bleach. Never say something as like that about a righteous lady.
That's
like
why Fubar love Maestro. Sorry,
whatever you want to call me, man. It's the voice of chocolate velvet cake right up here in your ear, my lovers.
And I am Sarah. Love that last track, Guilty Simpson. Letting Off Steam was the first cut, and the second cut was called Love. Produced by Catalyst, and that is a track that didn't make it on last year's album, which is called Detroit Sun. Check it out. I've been paying you some other cuts off of there as well. Testify, that was a nice joint too. So there's lots of good music out there. There's no excuse not to get involved with loving yourself some hip hop. I did think like it would be nice to, or no, maybe we'll end the show with some Check It Out Gangsta. Gordon the Gopher, who's not really Gordon the Gopher. Who is it again?
Flat Eric.
What is this?
Sorry,
because
I was.
You know what? He's actually got two names as well. You know, it's either Flat Eric or Mr. Ozzy. I've seen him named as well.
Okay. So I wasn't savvy to Flat Eric. I wasn't watching about Flat Eric. But you should also hit us up in the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com with your suggestions this week for really what is it that has just like vexed you to the point or just baffled you to the point where you're just like,
are you taking a piss?
Let us know in the studio. Cy Philly's going to let us know as well. Like this week, what has made him say,
are you taking a piss?
You know, and it's an ongoing saga, really, to be fair, isn't it? But I'm feeling hearing some. Rapidy raps.
We need some rapidy raps.
Rapidy raps. Can you get down like that?
I'm gonna try and get down like that, man.
I
what
think you can
me?
Get down. Let's do it. You're tuning into Fubar Radio right about now. We're about to open the mic with our special guest. Oh, and cameraman stepping it. I think Will, who works at Fubar, he wants some of the mic too. You're ready to throw down a freestyle?
Wheels come with some bars, man. All right.
Dog life.
Let's
just just got to strike while the iron's hot, man. No, but yeah, so if you're ready to write, I didn't realise that we weren't like all... You know, I'm just getting distracted today, I think. But no, let's...
Yeah, Benjamin, this whole Benjamin Zephaniah thing, bruv, it's getting a bit...
worrying.
Out of hand.
Yeah.
This
suits you.
It's Philly.
Yes.
Nice diggy.
Yeah.
Sarah Love. We in the building. Fubar. Yo, check. It's Philly. Yo, freestyle from the top of the brain.
Uh-oh.
Yo, it's freestyle, yo.
Side
check.
Philly.
I keep trying it. Yo, listen. Yo, I spit fire. Come with the word you have to desire. Sarah keeps talking about Benjamin Zephaniah. Yo, it's freestyle from the top of my brain. South Philly spitting these lyrics, so I'm sick and insane. I'm freestyling, yo, my mob go deep. Hey, yo, I never speak sweet. The South Philly's, yo, I'm slicker than Slick Rick. When I'm spitting my spears, I'm killing them. South Philly spitting these lyrics, you better listen to them. Yo, check, yo, I'm sizzling hot. It's South Philly spitting lyrics from the Philly and Dots. Phoenix Recordings, yo, spitting lyrics and stick a sword in. Yo, never spitting lyrics causing boredom, yo. I freestyle and I spit lyrical style spiritual. Yo, when I'm spitting, it's like a miracle, for real. Yo, I come and make the light blow. South Philly spitting here, sitting next to Maestro. Ooh. For real. Coming in London, we like a dungeon. Smacking all these coppers up just with their truncheons. For real. I took that from life, yo, I'm killing it. South Philly spitting these lyrics, lyrically illing it. For real. Yo, the government be slaughtering. Listen, yo, protecting all of my daughterings. I'm stuttering. Yo, never hear me stutter. It's South Philly spitting these lyrics smoother than butter, yo. The rap anchor, never call me wanker. Coming more corrupt than these people up in the bankers, for real. Yo, sick in the brain. South Philly spitting these lyrics, sick and insane. I keep saying my name just like my first name's Beyonce. Yo, big up to my girl, my next fiance, for real. Yo, listen, yo. I spit lyrics from the top of my brain and show you motherfucking people here I'm sick and insane. That's why they call me Psy. Yo, sick with my diatribes. When I spit in these lyrics, you know I come and keep it live. Yo, yo, I never spit it half-ass. I come, took a vaporizer, sip a Stella Artois. Yo, I'm coming blowing like a cyclone. People there messaging me, talking up on my iPhone. Yo, the beat keeps flowing. South Philly spitting these lyrics colder than snowing. I'm glowing just like the last dragon when I'm spitting this. Knocking in the door like the sickest Jehovah Witness. I'm kicking this just like a Tribe Called Quest. South Philly spitting these lyrics, yo, my rhyme's so blessed, for real. Yo, I'm here and here with the scissor hands. South Philly spitting these lyrics, I got the bigger plans. Big up the man Joel up in the building. South Philly spitting these lyrics, I hope you're feeling them. Phoenix Recordings.
FubarRadio.com, my beloveds. Hit us up at FubarRadio on Twitter. We got the God. Psy Philly.
Listen.
Drop
check.
It, bruh.
Yo, check. Listen, it's revolutionary bars. Spit shine sharper than glass. We're taking over like a global epidemic of SARS. And with my spars, we're coming with these radical raps. We got rappers disappearing like a magical act. The savage is back, so listen when I start to proceed. I'm just a rebel spitting lyrics in my army fatigues. The darkest of breeds, coming to spit the darkest of breeds. Listen when I'm spitting lyrics, yo, I'm darker than leaves, for real. I'm freestyling from my way back round. Listen when I'm spitting lyrics, yo, I'm pay that sound, for real. Listen, I'm coming like a Black Panther. When I'm spitting lyrics, I'm coming sicker than cancer, for real. When I'm sipping them on Ebola, South Philly coming as hot as the solar, for real. Yo, now I ended up South Philly spitting lyrics, yo, I come and spend it up, for real.
Yes. Radio.
Yeah, tell them about the album, bruv. When's it dropping?
The album came out on the 11th of March. It's called The 11th Hour. It's available on iTunes, Google, wherever you do your thing. You can also get it at my Bandcamp, cypherleybandcamp.com. Make sure you come and check that out. You can get the physical copies. Big up to all my supporters as well. The CDs have been really late with the artwork. I've had nothing but artwork problems, but
it's that independent
big up,
shit
yeah,
right
for
there,
real, man.
Boy.
Big up Hugh Hefner, I believe.
But the artwork looks lovely, though.
Oh, thank you, man.
Playboy.
Big up Stephen Lorenzo. No.
Playboy's
great.
It's not the real Hugh Hefner.
I was going to say,
if it was the real Hugh Hefner.
You know what I mean? Next we're going to see you scrolling with the ad packs.
So I'm pay that sound, for real. Listen, I'm coming like a Black Panther. Doing my artwork, Donald Trump doing the promo.
I got Obama doing the inlay, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? So, no, but big up all the people who have helped with this project as well. There's too many to mention. Stephen Lorenzo Walks for the artwork. Hugh Hefner for the formatting, Bladeford pressing my CDs, and big up Passion Hi-Fi like, to the max. Believe Passion Hi-Fi has helped me out so much with this whole project of mixing it down, mastering it, and Dots, Richie Spitz, everybody else. Richie Spitz has put in his work on this. Also get it at my Bandcamp, cypherleebandcamp.com. Make sure you come and check that out. You can get the physical copies. Big up to all my supporters as well. The CDs have been really late with the artwork. I've had nothing but artwork problems, but
it's that independent
big up,
shit
yeah,
right
for
there,
real, man.
Boy.
Big up Hugh Hefner, I believe.
But the artwork looks lovely, though.
Oh, thank you, man.
Playboy.
Big up Stephen Lorenzo. No, no, no.
Playboy spray.
It's not the real Hugh Hefner.
Oh, I was going to say,
if it was the real Hugh Hefner,
next we're going to see. He's scrolling with the ad packs on Facebook and shit. Yeah, topless dudes on Facebook.
Oh, well, Hugh Hefner doing my artwork, Donald Trump doing the promo.
I got Obama doing the inlay, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? So, no, but big up all the people who have helped with this project as well. There's too many to mention. Stephen Lorenzo Walks for the artwork. Hugh Hefner for the formatting, Bladeford pressing my CDs, and big up Passion Hi-Fi like, to the max. Believe Passion Hi-Fi has helped me out so much with this whole project of mixing it down, mastering it, and Dots, Richie Spitz, everybody else. Richie Spitz has put in his work on this thing as well, man. So,
and you got some there's some like heavyweight features on there. Like,
yeah, man.
How did that was everything just like, all right, let me reach out to them, or had you bump into,
well,
because I know what gig did we do? It was what's the thing in Prague? Hip Hop Kemp.
Yeah.
Well, did you link up with Rockness?
No, it was
that, or?
Random. With Rockness, it was literally, I saw him on Facebook and I was like, I'm going to reach out to him.
Wow.
And stuff, you know what I mean? So he responded back and was like, I sent him the beat and it was like, I only work with Heat, and it came with a verse, you know what I mean? So
nice.
I was lucky enough to get that. Arthur Ra, I've known for a minute, do you know what I mean? So this collaboration was something that we've been promising to do back and forth for like probably like the last 10 years, you know what I mean? So
Producers-wise,
it was luckily I had Leaf Dog sent me a batch of beats that I'd used from quite a while ago. Passion Hi-Fi that helped me out crazily with some of the remixes that were needed as well. Pete Cannon, Richie Spitz, like he did crazy work on there. He's got loads of beats on there from Richie Spitz as well. There's a lot of like, work coming out from Phoenix Recordings with Richie Spitz like producing it as well. And he's the most unsung hero in UK hip-hop production right now, you know what I mean? He should be getting a lot more props than he gets at the moment as well, you know what I mean? So
no, but it's been exciting as well to, like, I was just like, yes, you dropped a new album, because there's been a little
it's
minute
been
coming.
Time. Yeah.
It's my first solo album.
It's part of the reason it was called the 11th hour, because it's so late as well, you know what I mean? And my dad's favourite number was 11. Before he passed away last year, he told my brother-in-law for me to bet on 11. My daughter was born in the 11th as well, do you know what I mean? So, it's like, there were so many 11s going on around the whole thing of it. I was just really, you know what, this album's late, I'm just going to call it the 11th hour.
Cause nice, yeah.
It's on time, but it's late.
And why make an album, though? Because, you know, for a lot of people, when it's like, okay, I've been X amount of time out of the game now, I'm done with that, like, you
for
know,
real.
Kind of thing. Like, why did you feel sort of...
Do you know what, when For Life Cypher split, I was, my whole intention was to just stop rapping anyway, do you know what I mean?
For real,
I was just going to knock it on the head anyway, do you know what I mean? I bucked up with Dots, and, well, me and Dots had bucked up from before For Life Cypher split, and
okay,
we'd already like been toying with an idea of doing an EP anyway, you know what I mean? And the whole Fly Cypher split happened, and then Dots reached out to me and was like, you know what, let's just do a little project, you know what I mean? Let's just keep going with it, you know what I mean?
So, Philly and Dots thing.
Yeah, so from
Is that phone sounding crazy?
Yeah, I think it's a phone that's doing it.
So then
basically we like kicked off the Philly and Dots project, and it was received a hell of a lot better than I was expecting it to be received, you know what I mean? I was still getting a lot of love from people as well. And for me, the time I've been doing music for me to not have a solo album, just one project out there to just be like, yeah, that's Philly's album that he's been doing music for the last 20 years, at least there's the project of his, rather than me just being another rapper on other people's projects all the time or being part of a group type of things, you know what I mean? So, I mean, for me, it was just literally about getting that done and, I mean, putting a final nail in the head. You know?
And I reckon a lot of people will have felt like me, where they're just like, yay! Kind of thing. Because yeah. I feel like, you know, For Life Cypher, like they're one of these groups that is like a hip-hop fan in the UK that you feel... You know,
kind of close to the heart.
Like you treasure groups like you guys.
I think
that's
why a lot of people were upset when For Life broke up, you know what I mean? Which is understandable, you know what I mean? So, but
is there any chance of you guys healing your wounds? Are you friends?
No, we haven't spoken since 2012.
No,
it's highly unlikely that it's ever going to be. We are doing a one off show. Mark B sadly passed away, just last year, so. Mm-hmm. I was contacted by Blade recently. We're going to do a one-off song at Boom Bap. The remix that we did of You Don't See the Signs. So we're going to do
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
Boom Bap Festival.
So you're going to have a rehearsal as well.
Well, no. But possibly after that, you never know.
That's
man.
What
it
I'm
might,
saying.
You might iron out a few creases there. Like, bruv, you know what? Bam, bam, bam.
I can tell you wholeheartedly, 100%, it's never going to happen.
Oh, no. Right, you're going to do one of these shows where you're not going to look at each other on stage.
It is going to be Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, no. Let's heal the world and make it a better place. You know, for you, for me, the entire hip hop race.
That one on the song.
Wow. That sounds mad familiar, man. But the way she's trying to say it, like, all poetry wise, Benjamin Zephaniah.
You never know. Things happen. Stranger things have happened. But you know what I mean? For me, right now, I need to concentrate on myself, my family. And
fair enough.
When the breakup happened,
I understand.
It affected my whole family and everything as well. So I can't allow something like that to happen again.
I know.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's try and get onto more positive pastures. Do you know what I mean? Yep. Where the grass is greener.
No, it is all positive because that's why I'm so relieved and happy to see that you've, you know, put the work into it. Because it is no easy feat to have, like, from an idea, a seed, to right now there's a record out kind of thing. Like, I'm so happy to see that. And, you know, it truly made me smile inside.
I mean, I was proud of myself for even doing it. I mean, I've been toying with the idea of doing an album for so long, and for me to like make the decision that I was going to do this album and it's going to come out by this, they came back, got pushed back more than Stevie Wonder's hairline. Do you know what I mean? So this was meant to come
still
out.
Still holding it down. Still holding it down. Donate. Have you heard that he's doing concerts this year?
Yeah, I'm going to it as well. I'm going to go to
that. Oh, yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah.
So what, you got a ticket already?
Yeah, I bought my ticket.
You know that shit sold out now.
Crazy.
But then I was like saying to my friend, because they're like, no, it's like crazy prices for tickets. I'm like, look, you know, how much do you want to pay to go and see Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, well, you're
like,
talking about some £20 ticket, like as if it's just
I mean, like, look at the guest list, and it's like, that's money well spent. Like, in 50 years' time or whatever, you're not going to be thinking, damn, I want my £80 back. You're going to be thinking, I'm so pleased I was there. I don't care how far back I was standing.
The day that he dies, you're going to be saying that. Do you know what I mean?
I can't even think of that day.
I made a decision.
To me, it's like Nelson Mandela.
For real. When Sean Price passed away, I kind of made a decision that I'm going to make a proper effort to go and see all the rappers and all the musicians that I've liked throughout time, do you know what I mean, before they're passing away, because we're all dropping like flies now, do you know what I mean? Five Doctors passed away the other day, and there's so many artists that I would like to have seen that I'm never going to be able to see again, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
that's what probably one of my only I don't really have any regrets in life kind of thing, but one of my only regrets was my ex-boyfriend, we were broken up, and then he was like, I've got tickets for Jazz Cafe to go and see Jay Dilla. And then I was like, I really wanted to go, but I was like, this is not going to be right. This isn't healthy kind of thing. Like, you know, you need to step back sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that was his last ever show in the UK.
Yeah, and I bet you wish you did that now.
Brewing.
Yep.
Absolutely brewing. So on that note, keep it locked right here to Food Bar Radio. I'm going to play you something brand new from Jay Dilla. This track is called The Introduction. It's produced by House Shoes. And yeah, this is from the album The Diary, which is like all other people's production with Dilla rapping. You've got Snoop Dogg featured on their production from Kareem Riggins. What? Pete Rock is on there too. And yeah, it's just like super fire. You've got Knots on there as well. But we've got more coming for you before 6 p.m. So keep it locked to FUBAR. Andy Brooks, Jordan Grant, Brian Neal locked into the show. It's good to have you guys here. And we've been, well, my show has been investigating, as he does every week, about like these burning issues, you know. And so this week's question.
Issues, bro.
I'm quite impressed with some of the responses.
Some people have been on some real thug life shit and they don't even realize it until we break it down, like what thug life, hashtag thug life means. Look, my boy Ash hit me up on Facebook. He said, follow the cop into MacD's after it was closed, flashed my wallet and said, I'm with him. Then pointed to two randoms behind me and said, they're with me. That's thug life shit. And they will get let in. That's some real thug. I've
seen
some shit like that before. New York, you know Money Mike, Tony Touch's cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little humble brag there.
Yeah.
Just hanging out, you know how
just
my boys.
You know how I roll.
But you see how America, all the money's the same colour. Like every other country I've been to, the money's
that's
a different colour.
That's why it's
colour.
Easy to fake like your
So we were going into some bar, like, you know, just to get the, what do they call it, pre-game drinks or whatever, the drinks before when you go out. Went in there and it was like $5 to get in, And everybody in front of me was like, because there's a few of us, so everyone was giving the doorman like $20 and getting $15 change. Yeah. I gave the doorman $5 and got $15 change, no. boy. Hashtag Thug Life. That was before the shit even started. This is like 10 years ago. I was hashtag Thug Life.
Before you pioneered hashtag. It.
Before damn hashtags. So we got some a couple other people have hit us up as well.
And we've only got like 2 minutes left on the show.
Oh, shit. So Troy said he banged the chick at hers, then picked up and dropped off his niece. Home from a club, then went and banged a booty call and got home later. Thug Life shit, boy. I don't even know.
I'm not encouraging Troy. I'm really hoping it's not the Troy that I know. Yeah.
Boy, you might have been the.
No, that's one thing I can.
Benjamin Zephaniah's thinking, God.
Did you watch it?
Exactly, you know, I'm a pure wallflower.
Thug Life business.
Benjamin
Zephaniah. I hope he washed his hands before he picked up his knees, though.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a good point, you know.
No, that was a little bit too real.
We'll give her a kiss.
Yeah, no, you know what? In a way, no, do you know what? You for saying that and that story deserves.
Are you taking the piss?
Real. Let's just be fair about it. And Paul has hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You know, if this week something has made him say.
Are you taking the piss?
What's that?
He was saying, when you have a 5 p.m. appointment at the dentist and you're still waiting at 5:50.
Are you taking the piss?
Can I just say you need to go to my hip hop dentist? He is a hip hop head, yeah.
Really?
So it's like, I go to my dentist appointment. In fact, I've got an appointment with him tomorrow. Brightside Dental. Go and check him out. And he's like, I'm always bumping into him at like the Mobb Deep show.
I've got to get my front crown sorted out.
Honestly, he's on it. He's a bit to go to the dentist and chat about, like, you know, Duck Down and like the last hip hop show you went to and how you prefer the so and so album to, and you're still waiting for this new DITT.
Is he doing discounts though?
Well, you know, I'm sure he's a for life cycle fan.
I'll go check
out my man. That's at Brightside Dental. No, so definitely check him out. You know what? Next week we have an amazing interview on next week's show.
Yeah, who
so we got? Next week's show, we got an interview. You got to make sure you tune in Monday, 4 p.m. We're going to have an interview with Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan.
Ooh,
he did a show the other day. London. Yeah, so that was pretty fly to catch that. And, you know, it was beautiful at that show. So this was at Coco in London. So that's like a few thousand capacity. Yeah. But just before he came on, DJ played, I don't know if it was Harry who played it, but the DJ played So Rotten, the Black Twang tune. And the whole venue was singing along. And I was just like, thank you.
Felt bad.
I had to send a, you know, shed a single tear.
Emotional moment in UK hip hop.
Yes, and also next week is going to be our last show before Record Store Day, so we're going to have a special guest in the studio, Pete Real from Deal Real Records, and we're just going to run through some of this like London record store history and set the record straight for you guys, because you know it's an important time of year. Record
See
Store
what you
Day.
Did there, set the record straight.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. You see, I'm so clever that it's happening without me even realising.
This is crazy, man. Yo, Cy Philly, thanks for coming through,
bro. Thank you so
much. One more time, let them know.
Yes, the link.